many of you are probably were not familiar with, have always been familiar with frequent flyer miles. I'm old enough to remember when there were no frequent flyer miles, and I did a little research and found out that the first frequent flyer miles were issued by, appropriately enough, Texas International Airlines in 1979, and then quickly picked up by American Airlines in 1981, and then everybody else took them on. So the reason I mention that is because shortly after frequent flyer miles became very popular, employers, universities and other employers, generally allowed their employees to keep their frequent flyer miles when they flew on business travel. And so after a year or so, the people who are sensitive to tax issues logically raised the question with their tax advisors, hey, these frequent flyer miles that were given to our employees, are they taxable to these guys? And I think the answer that most tax advisors gave these companies and universities was, that's really a question you don't want to ask. I sort of see the student organization, I think a lot of schools see the student organization issue as one that you don't want to ask because it can be so complicated and sort of overwhelming. You're sitting at your desk and for some reason the concept crosses your mind, you know, and you say, we've got hundreds, maybe. We don't know how many we've got. Student organizations out there, are they a part of the university?